USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems most U.S. House Democrats are again leaning away from launching impeachment proceedings against President Trump before the 2020 election. In a conference call late yesterday, Democratic leaders reportedly refused to commit to impeachment. At a town hall event last night, Senator Bernie Sanders also warned against it.
If for the next year, year and a half, going right into the heart of the election, all that the Congress is talking about is impeaching Trump and Trump and Mueller, 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 and we're not talking about health care. We're not talking about raising the minimum wage to a living wage. What I worry about is that works to Trump's advantage.
That is heard on CNN. In Sri Lanka, the death toll from the Easter Sunday bombings at churches and hotels is now at over 320, and police have made dozens of arrests in connection with the bombings. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The nation's highest court today is to hear a case dealing with a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census form. The Trump administration says the question would give the government information that will allow federal voting rights laws to be enforced. Critics argue it will discourage participation by illegal immigrants, which in turn will hurt states with high immigrant populations. President Trump needs to find a new nominee to fill a seat on the Federal Reserve Board, as his original nominee, Herman Cain, has backed out. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "My friend Herman Cain, a truly wonderful man, has asked me not to nominate him for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. I will respect his wishes. Herman is a great American who truly loves our country."
James Haushauer continues to rake in the cash after winning for a 13th consecutive episode of Jeopardy. That brings his total so far to just under $1 million. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
About half of Americans surveyed would like to see a bigger role for religion in the United States. The Pew Research Center study also finds 18% of Americans are against that idea. The study reported that Sweden, France, and the Netherlands feel the opposite from Americans on the issue. More than half of the people in Sweden and about half in both France and the Netherlands are opposed to religion playing a key role in society. Among the nearly 30 countries surveyed last year, France and Japan had the lowest proportion of people in favor of strengthening religion's role. The world's most populous Muslim country of Indonesia led the way with the number of people there in favor of an expanded role for religion at 85%. A vintage aircraft is destroyed in a fatal crash on the grounds of a state prison in Norco, California, yesterday. The FAA says the Northrop N9M only had a pilot on board when it went down and burned, leaving very little behind. The plane was a unique flying wing design built in World War II. It was the only aircraft of its kind remaining and had made several appearances at air shows after an intensive restoration in the 1990s. The crash was in Riverside County, east of L.A. And Samsung is pushing back release of its new Galaxy Fold, a foldable smartphone, over concerns about the screen breaking. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.